You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 982. Today's Devo is called The Great Confusion. Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I'm your host, Lauren Alessi, joined by Gabby Alessi. How are you doing, Gabby?
I'm doing good on this Tuesday.
I know, it's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. Wow. We need to go get tacos.
We need to go get tacos. There's just something in me every Tuesday that wakes up wanting tacos. I can't explain it.
But I honestly, if I'm being honest right now, every morning I wake up wanting tacos. I think I could have Mexican food for the rest of my life every single day.
I feel that.
Right?
I feel that. Okay, so Gabby, to the Bible.
To the
prayer,
Bible. Yes.
What verse do you have for us today? You shared an awesome one in Acts yesterday, and I'm looking forward to our Bibles are sharing some more wisdom.
Yeah. Bibles are, here we go. Self-proclaimed. No. Okay, 1 Corinthians 14:33. To give you some context here, this is where Paul is helping the church in Corinth set up their the church, basically. Yeah. So the header of this portion is called Orderly Worship. Mm. So he's talking about what then, brothers, when you come together, each one has a hymn. He's basically setting up a church service.
Yeah, he's like planning center.
He's planning center, yes. If you work at a church, then you know what planning center is. He's literally the planning center. And he's like, hey, someone needs to sing a song. And then you pray here, and then you do this. So he's setting it up. He keeps on going. And he talks about prophecy. So for you all can prophesy one by one so that you may be learned and encouraged and in the spirits of prophecy, whatever. But in verse 33, so it's 1 Corinthians 14:33, he has this little verse. It says, for God is not a God of confusion, mm-hmm. but of peace.
Yeah.
And I love this verse so much because, first of all, we work at a church. We're filming this right now at our church. Mm-hmm. Churches need to have this in their belt at all times.
Yeah.
That if we look at the context, Paul is talking about this in regards to when you set up your church, make sure when you have people prophesying, when you put people in their positions, make sure that everybody knows their role, because God's not a God of confusion. So make sure everything's orderly. We also know that God is a God of order, not of chaos. Mm-hmm. So Paul is explaining, hey, make sure everything's in order. When you prophesy, make it clear. Don't confuse people with your prophecy. Don't use elaborate words. Use it to build up and encourage. Make it clear. So he's talking about all of these things. But then the other side of this verse that I think can really speak to us today is when we're in a season of confusion, there are times that we don't want to call it for what it is. Mm. We don't want to believe that that season of confusion isn't of God. We want to believe that, oh, I'm just confused because it's a really hard decision to make.
Yeah.
Or I'm just confused because I'm stuck in between two really good options for me. When you and I both know, Lauren, we've both been through our seasons of confusion, that if you're walking or if you're in the middle of a season right now and you are confused and you don't know the decision to make, you almost feel like you're in limbo. Limbo isn't from God.
It's true.
Confusion isn't from God.
Yeah.
I had a season where I had to make a decision about my life, and I knew it was going to take me, if I made the decision, it was going to take me on a different route, and it was going to change a lot of things for me. And if I stayed in it, then my life would just keep going the way that it was going to go. And I was confused about the decision. And I remember I sat with our parents, and they asked me, okay, if you don't make the decision, will you still be confused? Mm. And I said, yes. And they said, if you make the decision, will you be confused? And I said, no. And the whole thing was, even though it was a hard decision to make, there was peace in it. Mm. It wasn't comfortable. It didn't feel good, yeah. but there was peace. There was no more confusion anymore. There was an order in my life. I wasn't going to sleep every night freaking out about, oh my gosh, what am I going to do if I have to stay in this? Or what am I going to do if I have to be in this for the rest of my life? There was suddenly, I could sleep again. Mm. Suddenly, I can just kind of handle the thoughts that came. And so this is a really good reminder for all of us that if you are in a season of confusion, confusion is not from God. Confusion is not from His word. God does not encourage you to be confused. God does not put you in a confused season of life and say, you're going to have to work this out. No, God's a God of peace.
Yeah.
God is a God of order. And if there's confusion in your life, you've got to work that out. If it's someone that you've got to remove from your life, you got to remove them. If it's a job you got to walk away from, if it's a schooling situation where you got to finish school, or maybe you got to take a break from school, whatever the season is calling for, and wherever there is peace in the situation, you need to strive for peace. Because the more we continue down the road of confusion, the farther away we get from the Lord.
Yeah.
Because if God's a God of peace and he's not in confusion, when we're in confusion, we're not in God.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that we need to decide and we need to make as Christians. I'm going to live in peace because I want to live with the Lord. Wherever God is, I want to be. And if you're living a life of confusion, know that we're slowly, and you're slowly but surely drifting away from God, his plan for you, and his peace.
Yeah.
So, for God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. And so today, I encourage you all, strive for peace. Sometimes you need to fight for peace.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to make hard decisions in order for there to be peace. But if you're feeling confused, it's not from the Lord.
Yeah. And I also want to say to those listening, there's going to be seasons where maybe you don't understand.
Yeah.
And that's normal, but that's not confusion.
No.
That this anxiety that you may be experiencing, confusion, this blurred lines, that's not from God.
No.
And I think that's what you're saying, but I completely agree. And Gabby, why don't you pray us out? Why don't you pray for that confusion
yes.
you may be facing? Why don't you pray for clarity and pray for God to make it very clear to those listening and to us today?
Yes. Lord, we just thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, that you have made it clear that you're not a God of confusion. That peace is in your right hand, Lord, that you are peace. It's something that you give to your people. And I pray over anybody that's listening to this podcast right now that might be struggling in a season of confusion. Lord, whether they're in between a big decision they make, Lord, maybe they're even struggling with confusion in who they are. They don't know who they mm-hmm. are. They don't know what they want to be in the future. They don't know if they fit into the skin that they're wearing right now. But we just pray, Lord, that you are a God of peace, and we pray that you would just send peace to their lives in Jesus' name, that you would send angels to them regarding them right now to give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. We don't need to know it all, God, but we just pray that there's peace and there's no more confusion. I pray that you would give them the ability to make decisions, God, right now, today, that by the end of the day, they would strive for peace. They would make the decision that would bring peace into their life. And we just rebuke all confusion in Jesus' name, that if God, peace is from you, then confusion is from the enemy. And we call them out right now. And we just ask, Lord, that you put a hedge of protection around them, a hedge of peace, Lord, as they go through their day and as they go through their life. We thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.